It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. And today, we're going on a global field trip to Nigeria. Are you with us on the line, Brian?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. Tell us, where are you from in Nigeria, and where are you living now?
Okay, Queen, thank you for having me on the show today. I'm Judge, like you rightly say. I'm a Nigerian. I hail from Lagos State. I was born in Lagos all my life. I've lived in Lagos. I did my high school in Lagos, even my graduates. I went to the university in Lagos where I studied electrical engineering. But then after that, in 2014, I had to seek to upgrade my studies. I traveled to the United Kingdom where I studied subsea engineering in Cranfield, that's in Bedfordshire. And then I graduated in 2015. Then I had to go back to Nigeria, you know, because as of when I graduated in the UK, I had no visa to stay back to maybe look for post-graduate work and all of that. So I had to go back to Nigeria to see how to make ends meet. But then it was quite tough, you know, knowing the background back in Nigeria, how difficult it is in Africa. You just have to dabble into anything to make a living. So it was quite tough for me. But then Nigeria, to be honest, is a place to be because it's rich in culture, you know, diversity. Even in the languages, there are quite a lot of languages in Nigeria. Then also there are quite a few places you can go and relax, like for example, in Cross River State, they've got this place called the Obudokato Ranch. It's a ranch. The weather there, it's almost the same like what you have in the Western world, you know, like, you avail yourself the opportunity, you know, to see nature, you know, and then, things like you have cable cars and valleys, hills, and all of that. So I think it would be nice for one to visit Obudokato Ranch. And then in talking about where I reside currently, I'm currently based in Kuwait. I moved into Kuwait in 2017, where I joined a company called Spedco as an operator. And I've been working for them for the past 3 years. But then recently I've done a switch in career and I work for a Russian company called Forex Kuwait. What we basically do, we are into manufacturing, artificial lift systems. Our major clients are Kuwait Oil Company. So, but I think life here in Kuwait is not the same like the kind of life we have back in Africa. All my life I haven't lived in a country as hot as this. So this is also posing some kind of challenge, you know, and all of that.
You have had an amazing journey coming this far. How long have you been, were you living in the UK?
I was in the UK for 3 years. Wow. And then because my study was actually for 2 years, but then I had extra 1 year to stay in the UK. Like I said, I went there in 2014, so I had spent just 3 years in the UK before I went back to Nigeria. And then later I had to move over to Kuwait to Oslo, you know. So that's it. I don't know if you need more from me.
I want to know, what other places have you gone to in the motherland? Have you traveled outside of Nigeria?
I haven't. I'm not really someone who has traveled a lot. I think apart from the UK, it's great. I've traveled to, so I haven't really been to places. But then I'm still waiting for the opportunities. That's why I'm looking for a good big job that can avail me the opportunity to travel around the world. Because for me, I think it's the dream of everyone to travel, mix with people, learn other people's culture, the food, I mean, everything. So I'm still looking forward to days that I'll be traveling around the world. Yeah. Like, for example, I love to go to Barcelona because I heard so much about from Barcelona. So these are the kind of places I have in mind to travel, you know, travel. So, but of course, you know, traveling has to do with deep pocket. You know, you have to be buoyant, you know, to travel. But hey, when I sit back and then look at the pressure back home, you know how it is in Africa, like, you have to always give a helping hand to people around you, not necessarily your immediate family, but friends, you know? So it's quite difficult, I mean, to squander the salary you get on traveling around the world. So I'm still waiting for the days where I'll be that financially buoyant to move around the world. Like, for example, I love to go to America. But then, like I said, you don't just fly to America. You need somewhere to stay, you know? So, you know, that's it for me. I'm not that has really traveled around the world. I've been to quite a few places, to be honest.
Here's an excellent moment to let the audience know. Oftentimes on jobs, people's employers are paying for them to travel. They have an option of getting paid. So I don't want people out there to really conflict when people are working abroad. Like he says, there, when you have to pay out of your pocket and it's not your employer that's telling you, hey, we're flying you out to work here, then you start to really make life decisions like, wow, this is rent for how long? This is a mortgage on this. So we count our blessings. But not that long ago, it cost about 20 KD to fly from Kuwait to Dubai. So people are certainly looking for the world to heal and for opportunities to travel. And the reason why I brought you on, because, you know, in America, a lot of black people have experienced, well, something called police brutality, while SARS in Nigeria is a different issue.
Yeah.
So black people are looking for opportunities and to move. To travel, to see Africa. And I think that because of COVID, it's given people a new lease on life of saying, hey, when all this is over, I'm definitely getting out of there. You know, and I won't die with just not manifesting, seeing Africa, seeing the motherland. So tell me, if anyone ever wants to go to the great, great Nigeria, tell us, what does your culture showcase? Where should we go? Because see, sister girl right here will send them to Abuja. So I really need you to give them the perspective on best places for nightlife, or if someone is a cultural person and wants to see nature and waterfalls, what do you recommend top three places to go in Nigeria?
I mean, like, for me, when you mention Nigeria, the first place that would strike my mind is Lagos, because Lagos is the economic center of a city, as far as Nigeria is concerned. And then not just that, I mean, it's also enriching this Yoruba culture. You know, the Yorubas, I mean, like, they've got a very strong culture. Like, these are people right from time immemorial, even before colonialism, they've got the kings and all of that. So it's a very vast tribe in Africa, not just in Nigeria. So there are quite a lot of things to do in Lagos, like in terms of culture, the food, and then also they've got a lot of good tourist sites, like for example, there's this place called Landmark Lagos. It's actually an artificial beach, but then it's just like a, I mean, mean, like, it's just like a community of its own, because you find a lot of things. The boat rides, their hotels, the shopping malls. Like, I think Lagos, for me, it's one place that I would recommend. And then, like I earlier said also, in terms of sight viewings, like when it comes to natural habitats, like for me, Cross River is a place to be. You know, they are known for these, they used to have gorilla, but I don't know if it's still in existence. They had a very famous gorilla. Hello?
Yes. So I'll definitely Google and see if, hopefully the colonizers have not made sure that the gorilla have gone extinct. Interesting. So tell me, how many languages do you speak?
Personally, I just speak two languages. I don't speak much. I speak, apart from the English, I speak Yoruba and, a little bit of Afrika as well.
When you brought up Yoruba,
but like the three major languages in Nigeria are the Hausas, Igbo, and the Yorubas.
All right, yeah, I'm familiar with Hausa.
Those are the three largest tribes in Nigeria.
Where I am from in South Carolina, the Yoruba culture was always there ever since I was a little girl. We have many places that are sacred to people in South Carolina. When the slave ships came in, there were people called Gullah Geechee people. And so in that particular culture that I come from, a lot of the Yoruba words and Yoruba, the foods and, you know, just things passed down from the descendants are there. And then we have a Yoruba village in South Carolina that's not considered on American property, but is solely connected to the people of West Africa. You'll see Yoruba shrines to Oshun, Yemanya, and just, you know, knowing before getting a passport that there was a real connectiveness. And I don't know about other African Americans in America if they understood that connectiveness. But it's really nice to actually talk to someone who is from Nigeria and not based on, you know, what the media portrays. Because the city of Lagos, man, is like Hollywood plus New York City all in one. And, you know, you guys have things that look like Maldives when it comes to just the high life. It's not the stereotype of what people think.
Yeah, of course, that's true. You know, what the media tend to portray is the opposite, you know, of the reality. It's not the reality itself, because if you go to Nigeria, you realize, look, Nigerians are good people. I mean, in terms of hospitality and then what have you. But then what you see on the TV is exact opposite of what Nigerians are. You know, most people tend to judge or, you know, based on, I mean, what a few Nigerians like. For me, I think it's common everywhere. If I'm a murderer as a Nigerian, doesn't mean all Nigerians are murderers. You know, if I'm a criminal, if I deal on drugs, because I'm a Nigerian, doesn't mean all Nigerians deal on drugs. I mean, I believe this is everywhere, you know. For me, Nigeria is a great place, great people, hardworking people, great culture, you know, loving people and all of that. But then sometimes what we see on the media is not quite impressive, you know, because maybe we don't have the power of branding, you know, rebranding, you know, like, for example, America, you can always know how to rebrand the ass. I mean, so whatsoever comes from America, it's great, you know. So,
well, you came like, to set the record straight. Let's do it right now with a pop quiz. The world's richest woman is from Nigeria. What is her name? Tell the world. Come on, set the record straight.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the richest woman in the world, Alakija.
Thank you.
She's a great, She's a Nigerian. I mean, a philanthropist at that.
Yes.
I mean, she's an oil mogul. So, I mean, we are proud of her. I mean, having a black woman that influential in the world, I mean, that shows that, look, blacks are not lazy. I mean, we are hardworking people. I mean, we are endowed, you know. God has really blessed Africa, you know. But the things that, why you see most Africans want to travel out, you know, why you see most Africans feel, look, they can't do it back home is because maybe our politicians have failed to create this enabling environment for us to strive. Not that we don't have the resources, not that we, the manpower, I mean, the intellect, and we have this in stock, but maybe we don't have the enabling environment, you know, to conduct researches and all of that. But in terms of, you know, being endowed, we are. We can match any continent, I mean, in the world. I'm a proud black man. I'm a proud African. I'm a proud Nigerian, you know?
Mm.
I mean, you know also about Dangote, which is the richest African in the world.
That's
I mean,
right.
This is a hardworking. this is a man who has employed millions and millions of people.
You took my next question. So yes, he is the two richest on the planet are from Nigeria.
Yeah. So that tells the world that look, we are not lazy hearts like the world portrays us to be. We are not criminals.
Thank
you. Know, we are hardworking people with legit businesses, you know,
that's
around
right.
the world.
Somebody needs to play that song every day. I'm hustling. Speaking of empowerment, for those of people in the audience right now, if you want to know about women's empowerment when it comes to Nigeria, I want you to look at the 20 Naira and the 100 Naira, and you will see a culture that displays its women on the money. You will see the artist, you will see her name, you will see the beauty of someone who doesn't have to be a super light skin phenotype, but this the amazing upliftment of womanhood. Look at the Naira, man. I'm telling you, because America tried to dangle the Harriet Tubman concept just for a vote amongst Americans, because growing up as an African American, I never had my own image on currency.
Yeah.
So just to see that Nigeria honors the woman, that's amazing.
Yeah, of course, that's really great. I mean, that for me, should I say, that's to show you how we Africans, you know, have respect for women. I mean, to have that on the currency, I mean, it's something commendable. Would I say that also shows equality, you know, in the society, you know. So, like I said, I'm really a proud Nigerian, because you can see for the records, I think that was a few weeks ago. I don't know if you're familiar with Burna, you know.
Burna Boy.
He just won a Grammy.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he won a Grammy. Of course, so that really shows that, look, these are people with talent. These are industrial people. Like, I mean, we're taking the bull by the horns, you know.
Yes. Wait a minute. As far as Burna Boy, for those of you listening who do not know, Google Burna Boy, and if you are a person of the diaspora and you are not connected to your African music, baby, play the song Spiritual, because at the very end of the song, he has a message for all the Africans on the planet. Thank you,
later. Yeah, of course, he's one of the highly respected, Afrobeat musician with God in our generation, you know.
Now, since we're giving props to the king, my
favorite
on the planet, my most favorite artist on the planet is Yemi Holiday.
Yemi Holiday.
Let me tell
she's
you.
Good, as well.
good. She
cool.
is the queen.
Yeah.
And for you that are listening, If you've ever seen some of these Beyonce videos, that's her in there. That woman in red that you keep saying, like, ooh, who is this person who sings every now? That's the baddest chick in all of the continent, not just Nigeria. All of the continent. Yeah. She's my favorite. Yeah. And the reason why she's my favorite, I was in this island of Bahrain in a nightclub one night, and there were some women. They must have been Nigerian, Ghanaian, I don't know. But when this song, okay, Johnny, Looking for My Johnny, came on, they grabbed the hands of every African-American woman, hit the dance floor, and it was like, girl, I hadn't seen you in 500 years, and we danced, and all the non-black people just looked at us like it was the greatest show on earth. And from that moment on, Yemi Holiday was always my favorite.
Mm. Wow, that's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, that's good. You know, I'm proud of. I'm proud of her. At least she's making the continent proud. You know, she's representing the continent globally. So that's telling the world that look, Africa do exist. Africa is the future. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Thank you.
For me,
Go ahead.
Sorry?
No, keep going. For you?
No, like for me, I keep saying, I'm still waiting because I know there will be a time that the whole world will run to Africa. It's about time. It's a function of time because I believe the younger generation trying to fix what the older generation couldn't. So I believe that it's the function of time. I mean, the whole world will run to Africa.
That's right.
This is my belief. Yeah.
And we look forward to that day where, my plea for Africa is just drop the colonizers. Together we can. Maybe President Obama coming from Kenya and that connectiveness that brought us in a global unity for the first time. Any injustice to any black person on the planet is heartfelt for me as the black woman. So I think that it's time for us to look outside of our own personal problems and find that we got a collective solution. I really appreciate you giving us a beautiful view of Nigeria, a wonderful interview that's void of all the negativity that the world gives us. We don't need that because there's too much beauty that's left behind us. Anytime people are saying that much negative things about a place, it must be the best place to come to. And that's the reason why I'm living in the Gulf. So a lot of times people, I find that this is a treasure. When I got to Africa, when I got to the Gulf, have you ever seen the black Kuwaitis, the black Emiratis, black
Bahrainis? Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen quite a lot of them. But like I haven't had time to have one-on-one talk with them, but I see them every day, almost every day.
And are they not the most powerful people in the Gulf?
Say that again, please.
Who's richer, them or the Arab?
To some people say the black ones. From what I heard, they said the black Kuwaiti is the real Kuwaiti. That's what a lot of people say.
Tell the truth. Come on, somebody. There is no Middle East. I call America and I tell them all the time, this is nothing more than an extension of Africa. When you put down and you just tell the truth, you see the beauty in who you are, whose you are.
Of course. Of course, because history has it that the Kuwaitis were black, you know, until they started marrying from, you know, different countries. Maybe they gradually started losing their black, color and all of that, because I've seen a lot of black Kuwaitis, you know. So at times I feel like I'm in Africa, you know, when I see them, even blacker than myself. I thought a lot of people having people with white skin? How come I'm seeing people who are even darker than myself, you know?
That's right. So
it sort of gives me joy, you know.
Yes, thank you for that. It does bring me joy too. Thank you, Mr. George, for coming on to the show today. I hope that life brings you blessings. I hope that your country receives you well when you return home. I hope that your family